Monologue in your mouth. All
right, ready?
What?
You ready?
What?
What? You ready?
I snorted.
From Skella Records, it's the End of the Shell Show. In today's show, Sarah Silverman journeys to the center of the slur. We talk with Laura Jensen. This lady is going gaga for suing. Slash is slashing paradise. And we're going to take a look at the single and album charts and how they have changed. All that, so much more. We want you to enter the show. And we are joined, not via phone, but in person, finally, Kai, back in the studio.
Yes, I'm back.
No!
That's what I sounded like in my car during my car accident.
Yeah, so Kai, you have been taking a look at our mass transit system, and how is the buses? I don't know. I take my car everywhere. I'm an LA guy.
You know, I lived in New York prior to coming to Los Angeles.
Completely different.
When you think of Los Angeles and public transportation, blows.
Oh, my.
Dumb.
Gosh.
I don't mind the train or the rail, but the buses, they can kiss my ass.
Is it packed in the buses?
Lots of cholos.
Lots of cholos.
I mean, I love me some cholos, just not in a hot, stinky bus with old people.
No. But, you know, I'm sure these people in the hot, stinky buses are buying singles. Let's take a look at the top five selling singles of the week. Let's start it off. At number five, we have Telephone with Lady Gaga and Beyonce. And at number four, we got Hey Soul Sister, and that's Train dropping from number three.
And there's lots of them out there. Lots of Rude Boys. This is Rude Boy by Rihanna dropping from number two. And yes, there were a lot of people on the bus listening to their iPods, I might add.
Nothing on You is number two. Bobo jumping up from number four.
And our number one single, Luda, 2 weeks in a row.
Luda.
Break Your Heart. Ludacris featuring Tia Cruz. 2 weeks. Number one. And that's a look at your top five selling singles. Let's go into the albums. At number five, we have Battle of the Sexes, Ludacris. And at number four, we have a resurgence, Fame Monster, Lady Gaga.
And at number three this week, it's Lady Antebellum with her album, Need You Now. That's jumping up from number five from last week.
Coming in at number two, Broken Bells, Battle of the Sexes, Ludacris. And I guess he's doing all right.
He's not doing so shabby these days.
Yeah.
That means our number one album for 2 weeks now. For 2 weeks, the number one single the same. And for 2 weeks, number one album, Plastic Beach, Gorillaz. Let's look at your top five.
It totally is. You know, this week's top selling singles and albums, these are just a taste of what you're going to find on our legendary website, enterthesho.com. Check out the website. We've got videos of us in the studio, and we are really nice to look at. Download our podcast. Check out our award-winning blog section featuring the hottest bands, keeping you in the music loop of what's hot and what's not. So, again, guys, enterthesho.com. It's as easy as that.
This week, our editor-in-chief, Little Sarah, starts to our blogging queen, Sarah. I'm sorry, I was actually told not to call her Little Sarah anymore. It's our blogger queen, Sarah, takes a closer look at the self-titled album Broken Bells and their song The High Road and Vaporize. You got to check it out. I did. Awesome. I had a good time. But I'm even digging her album cover reviews, because anybody who's grew up in the 90s actually does remember this, and it's just so sad that I do remember this, because every girl I dated in the 90s knew what this song was. So they're actually being covered. It is the I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, originally done by them, and Lembeck is covering them. So they actually made it better. Lembeck did.
Turtle knows all the words.
No, I didn't like this song until I heard the Limbic cover back in the 2002 when I bought the EP from them and Homegrown that this was on. It's amazing. Limbic is one of my favorite bands.
Well, it's good for you.
Awesome.
So, I know, Justin, you have stacks of Playboys, I'm sure.
No, actually, I don't like Playboy.
No, you're a hustler man?
No, that's too softcore.
What are you into as well?
Who buys magazines now, man? It's the internet.
He pays for the real thing.
I pay for the real thing. Come on. Hookers, they're cheap. They're a dime a dozen.
Hook us up.
And you know what? There's a lot of holes in the desert. So after you're done, you know.
And you know what? You can find them on the buses in LA, too.
That's right.
So Rolling Stone, they were talking with Sarah Silverman, and they ran over this interview that she did with Playboy where she talks about a certain musician named Steve Perry.
Should have been gone.
And backstage tells a story that Steve Perry walked up and said, "I love all those," and he says N-word, but he says the full N-word jokes that you do. This struck a chord with Steve Perry. He's like, no, I did not say this. This is completely absurd. Here's the thing. I don't think Sarah Silverman would lie. You know, I understand comedians, they do take a little, you know, leeway when it comes to telling stories because you got to make it funny. But there's a lot of truth in the way comedians tell their stories. Do you guys think that this is believable?
I believe Sherry could have said that. Steve Perry, yeah, I believe it.
You know, guys, I have met Steve Perry.
I knew it.
A handful of times. Actually made out with him. No, I'm just kidding.
I knew it.
I was going to say, wow. He was rough in the 80s.
You guys.
Maybe even rougher now.
He's a nice guy.
Hold on, this is the best thing he's ever done.
I
Hold
don't,
on. Just one second.
Okay.
You should have been gone.
Oh, look at that.
No.
Win how I used the N word.
Should have been gone. Steve Perry.
Hey, you know, listen, if he did, shame on him. But I have to tell you, I wouldn't take him for somebody that would do that. But then again, I wouldn't have thought that Kramer would have freaked out on stage and called everybody N-words.
I totally would have.
All right, so I'm really excited about this because I get real excited about anything that has to do with girls since I'm stuck in this studio with you two sweaty, stinky people.
And the bartender.
Niner, three men and Kai. So I'm really stoked because we're getting a lot of chicks that have a lot of talent and this gal, we've got Laura Jansen on our show tonight and she's got a different sound than a lot of the chicks that we've had on the show so far and I really like it. Tell us a little bit more about this chickadee turtle.
Chickadee
turtle.
Well, you know, we actually have her on the phone right now with us, and she could tell you more about her vocal style and the way she plays piano.
And what she thinks about being a chick.
What's up, Laura? How's it going?
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. You right now are in the middle or about to be in the middle of a tour. You're going to San Diego March 26th. You're going to be at Lestat's. Then you're going to be at the film festival out in Vail at the Hotel Cafe April 1st through the 4th. And then you're going to come back April 6th back to California at Hermosa Beach at St. Rock. You're going to be with Jay Nash and Joey Ryan? Is that?
Yep.
Right? And then you're off on tour out in Europe for like a month and a half, right?
She's a European girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm originally from Holland, and things are going really well over there right now, and it's just been this madness for the past year. I'm so lucky, but it's just been kind of a whirlwind, you know? I look at my calendar, and I wonder where I'm going to be next week, and I just kind of go with the flow and pack my bags.
How awesome.
That, you know, that's really cool because, you know, a lot of the artists that we talk to, just because, you know, we're here in Los Angeles, we're Los Angeles-based, but to hear about somebody that's here that has a huge following that's starting overseas is kind of cool because a lot of people are here trying to build their fan base here and then kind of branch out. So you're kind of doing it opposite, but it's working for you.
It's amazing because it wasn't my priority when I moved to LA. You know, I thought it was going to be here in LA, but this thing has slowly and organically grown in Europe, and you have to go where the audience is. And right now the audiences are over there too. And it's just been amazing. I've kind of haven't stopped moving for a year.
Well, not just talking about the audiences here. You're just coming off your South by Southwest tour. How was that experience, and did you like your road trip?
I drove with my guys 59 hours in a van each way, and let me tell you, that van was ripe when I came home.
In a van down by the river.
With a bunch of guys.
We burned it. We just like drove it off a ledge. We burned it. It was amazing. South by trip, it's like, you know, your worst nightmare and all your dreams come true at the same time, because you're literally surrounded by, like, you know, 20,000 dudes in skinny jeans and their managers. And it's just like, you know, it's insane. But I had a lot of fun. I lost my voice. I had that much fun.
Did you lose your voice singing, or did you lose your voice by yelling at the skinny jean boys?
Yelling at skinny jean boys over band.
Nice. Yeah,
that makes you lose your voice.
Oh, I love it. Hey, so listen, I had a chance to listen to the title track off of your second EP, Single Girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know, because I'm a girl. And
really? Are you?
What?
I don't think so.
And Turtle is too, but we'll get to that in a moment. No, but you know, sometimes when you go through breakups and you become single, it is kind of a hard thing to deal with, and I think that a lot of people can probably empathize with your song. But you know, was it hard to write that song? Kind of what went into that?
Well, you know, I've been dumped, and I've dumped people before in my life, but I went through a breakup a few years ago that kind of made the world stop moving. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just such a hardcore heartbreak, and I thank God for it, because it was such a learning experience. But at the time, I just didn't know what to do. Nothing worked to feel better. And I wrote that song about 2 weeks in to trying everything I possibly could to get out of my own head. And the first thing I did was cut my hair, because I was trying to do all these things to like empower myself and, you know, shed my old skin and try new things. And so I cut these awful bangs and,
oh, fantastic.
Painted my room and went on a really crappy date, because I'm supposed to get back up on the horse.
Nice.
Yeah.
We like girls like that.
But honestly, I just made a list. It's almost embarrassingly simple, that song, because it's just really honestly what I'm doing. You know, the day I wrote the song, I was doing those things. And there's a lot of optimism in the song, because I really do think that I always knew it was going to be okay. But you kind of, you know, it took me a year to feel better. And
a couple bottles of Jack, right?
A lot of bottles of Jack and wine and bad dates and bad haircuts.
And bangs. Why is it that, no, seriously though, like so many of my girlfriends have cut their hair when they break up. Or like, you know, if you see somebody at work and suddenly she's cut her hair, you're like, oh, she's getting divorced, or she's going through a really bad breakup. Like, you just know it.
Be extra nice to that lady with the weird haircut.
And the bad bangs.
So, Laura, do you let, like, when you're writing, I'm like bangs. So, I'm like, so let me intercut now. Let's get back to, no, just kidding. So do you let life write your songs, or do you write songs through life? Like, how does that work?
Well, up until this point, I've just kind of been dragged along by life and let life dictate whatever, you know, because it's my therapy. It's my free therapy. I live in LA and I can't afford a therapist, so I write songs. And but I'm getting to the point now in my life where things are so good and I'm so happy on almost every single level that, like, writing a sad song is becoming something I have to work for. And so now I'm kind of going back to things and trying to reimagine how things felt and looking at different situations from a new angle. And I'm also really excited because I'm trying to write other people's stories. You know, I've met so many people this last year on the road and heard their stories. They've been so honest with me about their experiences, which is what I love about the people that listen to my music. And so I've got a lot of great stories in my pocket that I want to write.
Well, speaking of great stories and meeting all those people and putting people in your pocket, you know, how do you do it? I know how it is to be kind of in the public eye. So, you know,
right. I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm big in China. Just like you're big in Holland, I'm big in China.
Right.
So
that's what she said. All right.
So, you know, talking about that, you know, you get a lot of hits on your Facebook page and things like that. How do you really separate your personal life from your performing life? Because there's two different people in there. How do you separate it?
Well, absolutely. And I just, you know, I kind of do it the way I would treat people I just met, you know, in my day-to-day life. I tell them as much as I feel comfortable with. And obviously, my music is really personal, so people know a lot already without me having to explain it.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google. But I protect my family and my friends from, you know, from that kind of stuff. And I really kind of look at it as a case-by-case basis where, if something doesn't feel right, if something feels invasive, or someone feels entitled to more than they should, I let them know. And, you know, most people are really great and really, really treat me with a lot of respect, and I hope I treat them well, and that's kind of, you know, my MO there.
Totally. You know, the other thing that works really well is restraining orders.
And mace.
So, Laura, you know, it's crazy sometimes life throws different things at you, and it is great because it really does help, you know, artists kind of find their way. You know, I recently just got into a huge car accident, and, you know, it's, you know, sometimes life is scary. Like, you know, the second you think things are going good, something happens, and, you know, everybody, you know, but it affects you in a way that you can kind of learn from it. You know, everyone has big dreams for themselves. You know, you work hard, and I really do believe that with, you know, determination that things can come true, and it really sounds like your dreams are coming true right now, aren't they?
They really are, and I think the only way that's happening is I'm just getting out of my own way. You know, for years and years, I was just a control freak about, like, my dreams, and I was super ambitious, and, you know, the happier I became as a person instead of an artist, the easier the artist thing became, and mm-hmm. I couldn't make half the stuff up that's happening to me. I couldn't have made it up if I tried, and so I'm really just trying to get out of my own way and just be prepared for whatever life throws at me, and the path of least resistance, I think, is kind of, you know, what feels good, and this is easier. This is coming easier for me now than it did 10 years ago, and yeah, I think just, you know, be prepared for magic, and stay exactly who you are, like, on the inside, and everything kind of works out.
Totally.
Yeah. All right, Laura, thank you so much for coming on. Once again, Laura Jensen, you can find her on Facebook, you can find her on MySpace, you can even find her on Twitter, and like I said again, March 26th, she's going to be in San Diego. April, she's going to be out in Vail at the film festival, and then April 6th, she's going to be back at Hermosa Beach. It's your last chance to catch her before she leaves off on tour out to the whole European. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks, Laura. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, so...
Bye.
Hey, bye.
Listen, so, you know, artists, you know, we're really trying to talk to you. We want to know you. We're really expanding on different types of music right now with all of these different interviews. And so, you know, if you are a band or an artist, hit us up on enterthesshell.com. You can even check us out on Facebook. Send us your stuff, and maybe you'll get a chance to come on the show and talk with us.
Lady Gaga, the Fame Monster, as we just said, it's cracking again the top five albums charts. She's making a lot of money, so much money that guess what? It's now time for people to start coming out of the woodworks.
Lawsuit
Central.
Nice.
So now she's getting sued by her ex-boyfriend / ex-producer, Rob Fusari.
Fusari. The guy just sounds shady.
Right?
With that last name. Hey, I'm Rob Fusari. You come to my shop, I sell you cigarette, give you cell phone, beeper, whatever you want.
I got the Pumas on.
I got my Pumas. I have my leather jacket. Looks like I have a fur sweater on. It's okay. You come to my store.
We were just talking earlier about Steve Perry dropping the N-word, and here we're making racial jokes about people.
What do you mean? I'm not.
I mean, Justin just does really good impersonations.
Why you get mad at me? I do good impersonations.
I know Rob Fusari. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, you and I, we go have falafel. We'll be okay, huh?
I give you a pager. It'll be cool.
My name is Rob Fusari. Get in my Ferrari.
So all people right. are starting to come out of the woodwork. Even her former bassist is coming out, but he's not claiming money. Although Rob is claiming $30 million, and he's also claiming that he owns her name because he created the name Lady Gaga. Do you think there's any validity in all this? They're both countersuing each other.
But. Yeah, I'm sure that there is some validity to his
claim. Yeah, but when you break up, you got to get over it. Somebody gets rich, you're jealous. I mean, at some point, someone's going to help you come up with a name. You know what I mean? There's always a start to something.
It hurts so hard.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like saying, you know what? I was your first ever fan, so I deserve a cut of, you know, some of your loot. I don't think this is going to weigh anything in
court. That's like the guy I lost my virginity to coming to the show, like, demanding half of the profit that we're making here at Enter the Shell.
He'll be on the phone next week. We're trying to get him in, as a matter of fact. Fantastic. Milo is working heavily on that.
It is Milo. What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm still a virgin.
Yes, Guy. Yes.
I don't think he's going to get $30 million. He might get $1 million because he did help write three of her songs on Fame the Monster.
See, yeah, okay. That's then you different. Then you get money. If, he's making something, if he's writing something, then he gets something different.
But stop trying to take her name and whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Speaking of taking names.
That's my boy, taking names and kicking ass. That's what we do here at intertheshell.com.
Slash is getting ready to release his album, but this song that everyone was hoping for because he collaborated with Fergie and the Cypress Hill crew is getting yanked. It's getting pulled because due to legalities, supposedly. But here's the thing. I don't care. It's like, you know what? Move on beyond that, Slash. Like, I don't want that song on your album anyway because you're so far removed from that part of your life that I do want some original work from you. And he does have some original work coming up. He's working with Ozzy Osbourne, and he's working with the guy from Wolf Mother, and he's also working with, again, Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. That, even though she didn't come on the original song, she has another song with them.
I hope when he goes on tour, he doesn't let people come in wearing headbands or bandanas
with Axl shirts.
Yeah, with Axl shirts.
Start banning them.
Yes, I want him to do that, just like Axl did to him. So
he's
what an idiot. I'm sorry. I have really, really nothing to say about Slash.
What?
Slash.
Why?
Bugs the hell
what do
out
you
of
do
me.
To you?
Well, here's the thing. You know, this is what I hate. Just to get hype, it's like, oh yeah, I'm teaming up. I'm doing this with Fergie. Get ready, Cypress Hill. Blah blah blah. Oh, you know what? Now that my album's in place and I got your attention, psych. I hate that.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what? I hope his album flops.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Slash won't be guest riffing, I guess, on this corner. It's now time for Kai's Celebrity Corner.
That's right. From car wrecks to stinky buses, here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. Oh, my poor car. Hey, start the Kardashian clock.
Oh,
Ayo.
Man. Heyo. Are you serious? Do we really have to do this?
Yes.
I can't believe it. We've been without Kardashian news for like
I told
three
you guys,
weeks now.
I'm coming back strong. Here
this
I
is,
am.
This okay. is ridiculous. Man the Kardashian clock.
Oh, that goes. Sorry, you're done. All right, you ready?
Yes. Kim and Reggie have split again.
Yay!
Just
she's
in
still
time
ugly.
For preseason.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Guys.
There we go. No more.
No more.
They're
That's
done.
It.
All right. Anyways, so.
You've been getting good at this, Guy.
I know. I was like, gotta keep it quick. Get it in. Okay, so Justin Bieber, did you guys watch Letterman?
No.
Justin.
Anything with Justin Bieber? No.
Hey, hold on. Justin Bieber's a friend on our Facebook.
Awesome. Is our secret? That's our secret bat line.
That's our bat line.
Turtle has a secret relationship with him. Uh-huh. Now, hey, this little 14-year-old Canadian singer with really good Zac Efron hair.
Our love won't be denied.
Get this though, he is come out saying that
come out of the closet.
No,
knew it.
Oh. He has considered dating his fans. He says that he's not. He's not going to limit himself. You know, don't say who wouldn't, because there's a lot of people that get all bougie once they're famous and they're like, I can only date other artists.
Like, I would totally date my fans. That's the easiest That's pickup line. Oh,
hello, that's why I'm
me?
Doing Perfect. This. Don't you guys hear me every time we talk to one of the artists?
Yeah. Hey. You're always picking up.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, you're the perfect height. Hey, you look really good.
By the way, Laura Jensen.
By the way, Laura Jensen, are you single?
Here's my problem with this. Why is a 14-year-old talking about dating?
Because he's 14.
No, he can wait a little while.
How old were you when you started dating?
Like 14.
Thank you.
I can give you a good reason.
Yes.
Just this.
Yes.
Why he's dating.
Yes.
Melanie Griffith?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Oh,
he wants to get a little stinky.
Aww. Dude, I'm sure he gets it already. I'm 100%
I'm just saying, nothing for nothing. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, anywho. Catherine Heigl.
Who's that?
She's a chick from
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy. She was also on
Izzy.
Yeah, what's that one with Seth?
Seth
Rogen.
Knocked Up.
Was she the main girl?
She's the blonde one. She's the one who gets knocked up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man.
So
the truth about men and women, which was totally hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I thought it was funny.
That's your Kai's gossip right there.
I know.
Dr.
Oh,
James.
He's like, yeah, Justin
that's
Bieber.
A joke. I'm joking.
Anywho.
It's on my cue.
She's taking after Janet Jackson. She just had a wardrobe malfunction. She was at the she was just a female star of the year with the Show West convention in Las Vegas.
She showed us her nipples.
And during her acceptance speech, she had this red frock dress and it ripped and her whole left boob popped out.
Nice. Was her boob just ginormous that it just
it needed a out? Little it needed a little attention.
Just a little.
It happens. It happens.
Alright.
It's kind of funny that you were just talking about
nipples.
Yeah. 26 year old funny man Jonah Hill says that he is hoping that he's going to be on Zoolander 2.
I can't wait for Zoolander 2, in all honesty. That's
Gosh, let me see your blue steel.
He can finally do left. He can finally move left.
I can do left.
Well, I guess him and Ben Stiller, they have definitely been meeting. They're talking about it. So I think it'd be funny. I think he'd do well.
Merman!
And we're all gay.
Now, speaking of another merman... What's going on with Milo?
Milo's a real man.
Not just a half one.
Although, you know, I have a little beef with Milo. I've just recently found out he doesn't like football. Apparently, I'm going to have to put on my little football outfit and teach him a lesson or two. Okay, so listen, it's last Friday of the month. This month has gone by fast, probably since...
Wow, it is?
I've been paralyzed since my car accident. Listen, it's the Legend series. This legendary singer-songwriter, Milo, is writing about. This person is celebrating his 63rd birthday. This is all a part of our Artist of the Week Legend series. And
wow.
What a better way to celebrate than receiving the coveted Artist of the Week award from Milo. I mean, it's kind of a big award because he's kind of a big deal. This artist has been kind of called the Queen of England.
Is it a dude?
Well, we don't know. It's Artist of the Week.
I'm saying he.
Yeah, you're
a
saying
lot.
He.
Okay.
Maybe I'm trying to throw everyone off.
Okay. Yeah, I know. He's a she. She's a he. She, anywho.
Lady Gaga.
This artist, I'm really just totally screwing this up for Milo. Milo, I'm really sorry. We should have probably had you on the show.
A legend, by the way.
I know.
This is important.
If he would have... you know, maybe liked football, maybe I'd do a better job with this. Anywho, this artist has written some of the most famous songs ever recorded and recently finished a tour with the Piano Man in 2008. He was named the third most successful artist of all time. Do you know who the hell we're talking about?
When he's
not adopting babies,
yeah.
He's saying goodbye to the yellow brick road. Who are we talking about? Check out the blog section this Friday. Milo, let's see who has this.
This guy likes
blue
it in the
Gene baby. EnterTheShell.com.
Oh, this guy likes it.
Just
likes
it dirty.
This guy likes riding dirty.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Let's get manly for a bit, if you don't mind. We kind of went a little
gay.
A little gay.
We went a little pink on that one.
Just speaking of pink. This guy's pink on the inside.
I just popped a pink.
Iggy Pop is retiring from stage diving.
Dude, the guy's like 60.
Dude, he was at Carnegie Hall, and this is the reason why
he's gonna die.
Yeah, he jumped out into Carnegie Hall, and everybody just parted the sea, and he just fell, bam, on the floor.
It was bound to happen.
Dude, oh, how awesome. That's messed up.
That is awesome.
That is total lack of disrespect.
That is total concert goer fupa.
MB.
Right.
They should have let him on. They should have let him on.
Dude, do you think he'll be all right, Dr. J? This is your expertise, right here. Do you think he'll be all right?
The dude's done so many drugs, he doesn't even feel it. So yeah, he's pickled, just like the old dude from the Rolling Stones.
He's pickled. Is that even a word?
He's pickled.
Who pays money to go see him and then they won't even catch him? I mean, that's kind of a jacked up audience.
Just bad stuff.
Anyways.
There you go. This is turtle music.
Let's get back to
being side. Gay.
Concert club. Oh. They could be reuniting in 2011.
They won't let him out of the country, out of England.
Enter the rainbow.
Yeah, but I mean, he can do it in England.
Yeah, he can do it in England.
You know
that, and he can collect little Filipino boys.
Lock
them in his bedroom.
Are you guys excited? I mean, Culture Club's pretty badass.
Culture Club is cool, but you know the things that he does, I don't know.
Filipino boys, are they cool?
I don't know any Filipino boys. I'm sorry.
Why are you turning red? Why are you turning pink?
Oh man, no.
No,
I don't know any Filipino boys. So I hope he goes. I hope he totally goes to rehab.
Rehab for Filipino boys?
What?
Okay. All right. I have no idea where we're at now.
Shout out.
Shout out. If you're a Filipino boy and you want to get shouted,
send us naked pictures. We'll put them on Facebook.
Remember, this is our racist enter the show.
Two Mexicans and an asshole. Welcome to Rainbow the Shell.
So if you comment, become a fan on our Facebook, comment on entertheshell.com, we will shout you out and say thank you. Jason Groman, thank you, buddy. Thank you. We're expecting some pretty big stuff from him. Catherine Santos, Fidel, Mauricio, Adolf, and Timothy. Thank you, guys.
Hey, we also have some new followers on our Facebook. Lots of love to Chelsea Combs, Chai Hong Wong. We're not racist. Krista and Claudio. Thank you so much for keeping it diverse. We love you all.
You had all season that one.
Claudio.
Danny boy.
Tonight our hearts go out to a youngin who was only 10 years old. He had a busy life, and Kai was a big part of it.
So was Kay.
And so was Kay. Special Kay, that is. They spent nearly every day together, constantly on the go, supporting Kai in her big city of angels, in the big city of angels, green with envy over her competition out there. Let's take a moment to pay tribute to Kai's green Honda Accord.
Oh, God.
Who was killed on the Hollywood freeway just last week. Rest in pieces, big guy. Rest in pieces.
Rest in pieces all over the highway.
My own effects.
Yeah, my insurance company didn't hear this show.
Well, there are a ton of stories that we couldn't get to. And for that, we lead you to our newswire, twitter.com/enter the shell. And here are the stories that we couldn't get to. You can actually see two people that I would never imagine together. And we actually have a picture of Betty White with Collective Soul. You can learn.
Love Betty White.
Yeah, you can learn how to get a free live album download from Phoenix. You can get the details on our LiveWire account. And Green Day's American Idiot movie is to be directed by none other than Tom Hanks. Read all about that on our Twitter, twitter.com/enter the shell. Demolition 3000 time. Culture Club, Boy George Reunion, Dio, Break Our Gorillas, Playboy, Sarah Silverman, Steve Perry, Green Honda Accord, Laura Jensen, Single Girls EP, Countersuit, Splash, Paradise City, $30 million, Journey, and Plastic Beach.
That was the gayest read I've ever seen.
That was outrageous.
Turtles.
With your limp wrist.
Yeah, I'm like, So now, Kai, if you will.
Thank you for being here, Kai.
The envelope and tell us the moral.
I have to read it.
Jeez.
Of the show.
You would have thought that Turtle got in the car wreck and became gay.
And retarded.
Just for today.
We've hit every race, creed, and I just want to make sure that I hit everybody.
I love that. I love that it came out on rainbow paper today, too. Awesome.
Spit it out. Oh, I just can't handle this.
Demoralizer, spit it out.
Let me spit this out. Hold on a second. Demoralizer 3000. I'm 3,000 and I'm 4,000 when Turtle's around me.
Whoa, I'm 69,000.
So guys, listen, like the moral of this week's show from the Demoralizer 3000 is like, I quote, dude, I just figured out that the Tostitos sign is two people eating chips and salsa. Peeing high totally pays off sometimes.
There it is.
And we got to throw in a little high joke in there too, a little... We got everybody. Everybody.
I want to be Eleanor Rigby, dude.
And we're not high or gay. Just wanted to put that out there.
Not yet.
Listen, I want to
choose which one.
I want to give a little shout out to Laura Jansen for being a fabulous interview. She's a lovely little lady, and we are really excited to follow her and see her get big all over Holland and the world.
And
thanks,
I wanna...
Laura.
Oh, you done?
Yeah, sorry.
I want to give a big shout out to the people who have become our friends. If you haven't become our friend yet, well, fuck you.
You suck. So,
no. If you want to become our friend, just go onto Facebook, look us up, and we will become your friend. Just click that become a fan thing. It's awesome. Also, you can download this show and many others on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and type in intertheshell.com. Or you can download us the old-fashioned way by going to intertheshell.com and clicking on the download button. Also, go to YouTube. Check out our videos because they're freaking awesome. And we got some Laura Jansen on there.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to check her out because you know what? She's perfect girl height and she's hot. So do that.
And two big announcements. Starting next week, we're actually going to be having music on EnterTheShell.com. It starts off, we kick it off this Sunday with... This is big news. I haven't even told anybody. We have the Sunday Smash Up. Smash Ups every single Sunday. That starts this Sunday. And we are releasing our first EP. That's next week. So enjoy.
Get ready.
And enter the show. Blowing up. We are out of here. Later. We swear you're not lonely.
Nobody came and Father McKinley, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people, do they all come from the man who can meet him there? All the